Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
At the McQueen School in Kivalina, a Manilik Association public health nurse visits occasionally to do checkups for students. Since the nurse comes to the village from nearby Kotzebue, she's not known to the kids. And that worries some of the younger ones. But it's not a problem because of the Kivalina youth leaders. The Northwest Arctic Borough has specially trained teenagers working as community helpers throughout its school district. Kivalina's group advisor, Emma Knowles, says it was a natural fit for her students to help out when the nurse was in town.
The community is very small. The community is very tight. Everybody knows everybody. At least one of the three youth leaders that were in the room were at least related to one of the kids. So I think it's just a natural thing within this community and within this culture that the kids step up and, one, do anything possible to help a visitor, but more so anything possible to help those from their community that clearly are in need.
Lynette Adams, Miranda Henry, Eli Koenig, and Raymond, or Shaq Hawley, helped the nurse with the students who needed reassurance and a helping hand. They played and talked with them and otherwise helped them feel at ease. Lynette says some felt pretty nervous.
We talked to them and sit around and ask them questions. And we entertained them in line and kept them from being scared.
Shaq says he remembers one kid who needed a little extra help.
I think one of the second graders tried to comfort him, but he still didn't want to cooperate. We had to call his parents to make him feel more comfortable.
I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.